Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Moana, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Lovely, lovely. I can hear you as well. Thank you very much. How are you doing today, Dr. Moana?
I'm doing well. I'm just from the funeral. Went to bury a church member who died 2 days ago.
Sorry for that, so, man.
I'm just back.
Okay. All right. Dr. Moore, let's get into our conversation for today. We're still continuing with the Great Hope, and today we're talking about the Bible, smoke, mirrors, and misdirection. If you were the enemy, I say, would you attack head on? Well, that's a thought you should think about, or deceive quietly from inside. And that's what people are suggesting is happening right now. And by the way, we are not just introduced to smoke and mirrors, this cloak and dagger kind of thing, deception by people who are ministers and elders and preachers and stuff like that. We are misled, and we are going to be misled if we don't read our Bibles. And the Great Hope, the book, the Great Hope warns us that Satan's most dangerous strategies aren't obvious ones like coming with horns and a tail. No, they are subtle lies that twist truth just enough to feel comfortable with it. And that's why you'll find a lot of people feeling very uncomfortable with questions we ask, because deception is deception, and we need to expose deception, right? But are we alert enough to spot that? That's why we have Dr. Mwale joining us to give us some perspective on just that. Doctor, what are some of Satan's most successful deceptions in today's world?
Okay, he has a number of tools that he's using. Number one, he's using the lying wonders of spiritualism. This has swept the entire world. Spiritualism has swept the entire world, and unfortunately, he's using it even from a Christian perspective now, so that people think that what they are seeing is something that is coming from God, and right, yet it's coming from him. So number two, Satan also uses a doctrine that denies the divinity of Christ. There are people who believe that yes, Christ, he was here on earth, he is a child of Mary, but he's not a child of God and he's not God. Again, that is a tool that Satan is using.
Right.
Another one is, this one hits even very educated people, that there is nothing like Satan, there's no existence Satan in the world. Because they don't believe in God in the first place, and so they don't believe in Satan.
Right.
And as a result, that is making men get deceived through that.
Right.
And then he is also using men of science to claim that prayer doesn't work. For example, I know of somebody who mocks pastors, who mocks preachers, who says, you know, you go and pray for a malaria patient and a cancer patient. You people just pray for things that really don't mean anything.
Okay.
They believe that prayer doesn't work.
Okay.
And so
they are pastors, they don't believe.
Even pastors. There are some pastors who don't believe that prayer works.
Okay.
Okay. So those are some of the deceptions that the devil is using to lead the world astray.
Right. Now, I am not a pastor, and I will never be a pastor as best as I can know. But I have always been a proponent of scripture. And when we are having conversations about our Christian faith, scripture needs to be the standard by which we will compare your truthfulness to the law and to the prophets, if they speak not according to this word, there is no light in them. That is me. And I've been in my work, in my 25 years of journalism, particularly in this beat, I've always used scriptures as the tool for comparing whatever people are saying or doing, particularly those who claim to have a document, whether it's the written Torah or the Christian Bible or the Quran or whatever. Now, my curiosity for you, Mfundisi, is why is it important? Because I believe it's important, but people have challenged me, even here, why I always say, where in the scripture are you referring to? Where in the scripture? Why is it important to compare all teachings to scripture, especially today, the last days, Mfundisi? Just tell us why it's important.
In this postmodern world, they say truth is relative.
Yes.
And but it still remains with us as Christians that the standard of all truth is the Bible.
Absolutely.
And so if we are talking about deceptions coming from the devil, then we have to ensure that whatever revelation we may have, whether it's coming through a dream, or somebody has written something that we have studied, we have read, we have to compare that with the Word of God.
Absolutely.
For example, there is a teaching now that Genesis 1 through 11 are not supposed to be part of Scripture. If they are part of Scripture, God just put that there to explain the existence of the world, when in fact the history there is not the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So that teaching already is off, because if those chapters are not there, then there's no God, then there's no creation. God did not create, we evolved. So everything that we study outside the scriptures to be tested using scripture. Otherwise, we will be deceived by the devil.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are people who are genuine out there, and they believe the things that are said by Papa. Oh, Papa, go deeper, Papa. They believe, they sincerely are devoted to the things that are said by their respective religious leaders, but they don't know that their religious leaders are misleading them because they don't read their scriptures. But now the question is, even the sincere ones can be deceived. How can a sincere person, a genuine and honestly devoted person be deceived? I want you to tell us something. How does that happen? How does a sincere person, how do sincere people still be misled by false doctrine?
You can be sincere in following what is wrong.
Right.
In the first place, if you are starting with a shaky foundation, you can be sincere in what is shaky. You can be sincere in what is not true. But at the same time, there are some people who may be sincere and in the church, probably even in the church that teaches the truth.
Right.
They can still be deceived. This is because when the devil is presenting his counterfeit, he so makes it resemble the truth that even those that have studied the Bible, the Bible says if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived.
Right.
And I've seen many, the few years I've worked as a pastor, I've seen many getting deceived on the truth that we thought they would not be deceived. And they have left the church.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mfundisi, you touched on spiritualism at the beginning as one of the deceptions of the devil. Let's just talk to us about just that. Talk to us, what role does spiritualism and false worship play in end time deception? Notice I'm talking about two things here, Mfundisi. Spiritualism.
Yes.
And then I want you to finish off with false worship, because that's another thing that we tend to overlook, the kind and type of worship. So talk to us about those two things. Go ahead.
Okay, so in terms of spiritualism, actually it's coming from the devil's lie that if you eat, you will not surely die.
Right.
And so it's coming from the belief that the soul is immortal. And so when people die, they don't really die. Something comes out of them that is capable of living a separate existence. And using that, people are able to communicate, so to say, with the dead. And but we know that the people they claim to communicate with are angels of the devil, because we know the dead are dead, they are unconscious. So this is a tool that the devil is using now to deceive many. And in these last days, he will use it actually to some apparitions will appear, some purportedly people who died long ago will appear. Actually, we are told that the devil himself will appear at some point. But yeah. Before that, we will hear about a number of things happening to do with the people who died a long time ago.
Right.
And
right.
This is a tool that the devil use more than anything else. And then the second one is worship on the fourth day, worship on Sunday in particular. These two things will combine.
Okay.
If you go to the book of Revelation chapter 16 from verse 12 to 15, we are told that there are three unclean spirits there,
right,
coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. With the dragon, we have spiritualism, which you mentioned. And then with the beast, we are talking about Sunday sacredness.
Okay.
And then with the false prophet, you are talking about the image of the beast. That is, of course, fallen Protestantism. So these will join forces to deceive people. And that's what will happen as we just near the end. In fact, it's already happened now, because there is a lot going on in terms of these false prophets that have mushroomed, especially here in Africa.
Okay.
People are able to travel from one place to another to follow these prophets, and yet they're just being deceived.
Absolutely, absolutely. Finally, Mfundisi, how can believers stay grounded in truth amid all of this confusion?
Number one is to take the Bible the way it is, and then you obey what you have read in the Bible.
Right.
Obedience is very important, and also to rely on God, also to live on by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
When you study the Bible, you understand what the Bible says, you live according to what you have read in the Bible. We should also study the Bible with humility of heart.
Right.
And be ready to give up what we have believed, which does not agree with the word of God.
Right, right.
If we find the new light, we share it with those of experience. Mm. And if they don't find light in it, it may be light, but if they don't find light in it, you leave it for now. If it's light, the Lord will still shine more light upon it, and people will see it later. We take the word the way it is and give it to the people as we study it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Mwale, thank you very much once again for giving us your time and insights. We're going to do this again once more tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day further, Doctor.
Wonderful day too.
All right. That's how we end our conversation with Dr. Mwale, who is teaching us more about the book, The Great Hope.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.